answer is blowing in the wind.
Yeah. Okay.
How many years must a mountain
Sometimes this happens when you allow the listeners to program the music that you will be playing when you come back from breaks. Dave in Milwaukee on Triple Play Thursday wanted some Peter, Paul, and Mary and Blowing in the Wind. I hope everybody has their weed out and their peace signs. Okay. So that's Triple Play Thursday, which means we're going to hear two more Peter, Paul, and Mary. One of them better be Puff the Magic Dragon. Or I'm going to go to Milwaukee and slap Dave and take his draft card from him before he burns it. All right, welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Yeah. All right, so June, are you ready for some weird, some unusual holidays? Because there's some unusual ones. It's June 2nd. Get ready to celebrate this month of June-ness. If anybody has ever heard of these before or celebrates them, feel free to contribute, 312-981-7200. Today is June 2nd. Do you know what that is, Esmeralda?
What's that?
It's Yell Fudge at the Cobras in North America Day.
What?
Vic, have you reported on this yet?
Repeat that?
It's Yell Fudge at the Cobras in North America Day. Would you like a brief explanation?
Yeah, please.
If you live north of the Panama Canal, today's the day to yell fudge promptly at noon local time. It reportedly scares cobras away.
Now, do you yell like the chocolate or the swear word?
It just says fudge. For some reason, that word scares cobras. According to, I don't know what, but that's today. So if at noon, if you're out and about, walking down the street, and suddenly you hear thousands of people go, fudge! They're trying to scare cobras. Okay. All right. Tomorrow, June 3rd. Now, this is one that I think people can back. This one, I believe that people will get behind this one. Dan, I think you'll agree with me. Particularly Homer Simpson. I believe this would be a national holiday for Homer Simpson. Tomorrow, June 3rd, is National Donut Day.
Oh.
Oh!
I think I saw something about a free donut from somewhere.
I bet they, I'm sure, that maybe it's Dunkin', because, you know, America runs on Dunkin'. I don't know if you know that or not. So if it's National Donut Day, does that mean I can get a bear claw, too?
Or it's is not it a just, donut.
Well, it's the same damn thing. It just doesn't have a hole in it.
Well, there's a, you know, a donut is a donut.
Okay.
Yeah, I wonder the same thing, because, like, you'd figure, like, Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts would be all about this.
Yeah.
So they are.
Oh, you, okay, what do they got? What do they got?
Every customer gets a choice of any free donut, Friday, June 3rd, Krispy Kreme.
At Krispy Kreme?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh! You know, so is it just, like, all day? It can't be all day. It's probably, like, for an hour.
No, well, this says, well, let's click on the website.
Because it wouldn't, I mean, they're not going to, a whole day of giving free donuts away? Are you kidding me? That would be a ton of donuts, especially for Krispy Kreme, because Krispy Kreme, you know, those are good donuts.
It just says stop in.
Get a free donut at Krispy Kreme.
Excludes Connecticut for some reason.
Well, you know why? They got too many cobras. Nobody yells fudge in Connecticut. That's the problem. They got cobras running around all over, slithering around all over the place.
According to the press release, National Donut Day was originally established in 1938 by the Chicago Salvation Army to honor women who served donuts to soldiers during World War I.
Wow. It comes back to this city, the city of very healthy food. This is the city known for its very healthy cuisine, Chicago.
Do we even have a Krispy Kreme anymore? There used to be a bunch, and then they just disappeared.
The one that I knew of was in Rosemont, right by the... It's right by the Steak and Shake. There's like a it's right by the Rosemont or the what the hell the Allstate the chalet. What the hell? Because it looks like a chalet.
Allstate Arena.
Yeah, the Allstate Arena. Doesn't it look like a chalet?
What's a chalet?
It's a little. It's like a German little hut. No, chalet. I would have meant no. I guess that's French. Wouldn't it be Look it up, Dan. You got to Google. It's like S-H-A-L-E-T.
A chalet, also known as a Swiss chalet, is a type of building or house native to the Alpine region in Europe.
Right. There you go.
So, I don't think there's one here in the city.
No, I don't think. There might be one downtown. There might be one in the Loop.
I'm looking up. All I get is Elk Grove Village.
Elk Grove Village? That's the only one? They don't have Rosemont? I thought there was one in Rosemont. Why did I think there was one
there
in Rosemont?
There used to be a bunch, and then they just disappeared.
Wow. Well, no wonder you can't, no wonder they're going to give away donuts. You can't find the damn place. Because they've been overrun with cobras. Dan, you have more?
Krispy Kremes are so popular in Puerto Rico that there's actually a guy who has to stand in the parking lot to direct traffic.
Are
you serious?
All the time.
Oh, man.
That's amazing. That's like Portillo's down here.
Mm-hmm.
You ever use the drive-thru at Portillo's down here, Esmeralda? No, well, no, you don't drive.
Yeah, no, I've
but you've
been through
it, right?
Yeah, I've been through them.
It's the most efficient drive-thru ever.
Yeah, no,
because
it's the best.
It's unbelievable because, but by the way, it has to be because of its location and how the cars spill out onto the street.
They're all like that, though. If they're, I was one in, like, Chicago Ridge.
Yeah.
And they had people outside. It was, I mean, it was lunch, so, but they were doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Very efficient.
Oh, yeah.
Except I would say carry around a menu brochure. Because if you don't know what you want,
well, yeah.
You're
well,
not
I mean, I
menu, so.
I pretty much know what I want every time I go to
Portillo's.
Yeah,
I mean, most people know. But.
And it's a choice of like three things when I go to Portillo's that I get like every time. I mean, everything is good there, but I pretty much know what I'm going to get, what I'm in the mood for when I go to Portillo's. But yeah, they've got like, I don't know, I think it's, I would say like a quarter of the staff is outside working the drive through. It's like 12 people out there with notepads, and it's great. So that's what it's like at the Krispy Kreme in Puerto Rico. Is there only one Krispy Kreme in all of Puerto Rico?
No, there are several, but the one that's closest to where my mom grew up. So.
Really?
I'm going to have to go there because there isn't any here.
Yeah, we have to go all the way to Puerto Rico in order to get, you know why? Cobras. I'm telling you right now, it's this incredible cobra problem that we have.
It's a whole thread that goes through these.
It's just cobras everywhere. So remember, today at noon, you got to yell fudge in North America to get the cobras away. That way that we can get to the Krispy Kreme tomorrow. So today, if we yell fudge at the cobras, we'll be able to get to the Krispy Kreme tomorrow. All right. June 6th is National Thank God It's Monday Day. Do you think a lot of people participate in Thank God It's Monday Day?
I'm just wondering, is there a Monday?
Thank God it's not Monday.
Association or something that's like, man, we got to do something. No one likes
Mondays. Everybody hates Mondays.
They get to promote like a marketing team. Like, what can we do? Mondays, no good.
I don't know. I like Mondays. My dad tells a joke on Monday. And I review movies on Monday. I like Mondays. That's easy to, but I like my job. That's the thing, man. I've spent a lot of years hating my job. You know, like rotating cottage cheese is not a lot of fun. It's just not fun. You looked very confused there for a second.
Because I was trying to think, and then I realized, oh yeah, at the Jewels.
At the Jewels, yeah.
I was imagining you with a vat of cottage cheese.
Oh, like stirring it?
Yeah.
Like stirring a giant vat of cottage, because I worked at the cottage cheese factory for a few years.
Maybe.
Where we just made nothing but cottage cheese. And, oh, man, you know who loves cottage cheese? Cobras love cottage cheese. No, rotating, you know what rotating is. You bartended. You
right.
Were,
no, I now get it.
Yeah.
I now just realized it hit me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, thank God it's Monday day. Also on Monday, it's National Yo-Yo Day. You ever have a yo-yo?
I've never been able to handle a yo-yo.
No?
No. It always just falls down and that's
I went it. Through a I went through a period where I was yo-yo man.
Oh gosh.
I'm not kidding. When I was a kid, I had like 12 yo-yos.
Did you do all the tricks?
I did.
Did you walk the dog?
I did. I walked the dog. I did the flying saucer.
What isn't around the world just you spinning it in a circle?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember what the one is called where you take the string and you make like a triangle out of it and then you like a swing. You fling the I can't remember what that's called.
Yeah, I can't do any of that.
But I had like the Duncan Imperial. Duncan yo-yos were the big. That was the very famous brand name of Duncan. Yes, because Duncan was a Duncan of yo-yos. Duncan was the brand, the most popular brand of yo-yo. There was the Duncan Butterfly, which was the Duncan Butterfly, if I remember correctly, was the best one to walk the dog with. It stuck the best. You can make it sleep and real good. But the Duncan Imperial, that's the classic yo-yo. That's the beautiful yo-yo, man. That's a great-looking yo-yo. And you could get them that would like light up when you threw them down, when you would do the tricks. Like sparks would fly around inside of them and stuff. Yeah, I had a bunch of yo-yos when I was a kid. I went through a major yo-yo phase. I did. I remember I was practicing my yo-yo thing, and it was flinging it forward and then catching it back in my hand and then flinging it up and then catching it back. And I flung it forward, and I busted a mirror. And my mom was not pleased because the yo-yo smashed into the mirror and came back into my hand with shards of glass flying all over the place. So, anyway, celebrate National Yo-Yo Day after you thank God it's Monday on the 6th. All right, we got a break. More crazy holidays coming up. Dmitry Samarov is going to join us after 3 and another edition of What Esmeralda. Buy that all on this show, the Nick DiGilio Show on WGN. News is next.
Up the yeah, man. Dragon, live by the sea.
Dave in Milwaukee. On Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, Triple Play Thursday. That's you, the listeners. You program all the music for pretty much every show except for Friday, Fly James Friday. And Triple Play Thursday is when you pick an artist and then 3 songs by that artist. Peter, Paul, and Mary, Pop the Magic Dragon. They do maintain that song is not about blowing weed.
It's about a magic dragon.
No, it's about blowing weed.
He's a dragon named Puff.
Yeah.
He's magic.
Okay. Nick DiGilio here on WGN, and we are talking about some unusual holidays that you can celebrate. It's the beginning of June, so let's celebrate some things in June, besides it being June, and it's summer. So, how about this one, Esmeralda? June 8th. Which would be a Wednesday of next week, Wednesday. It's Upsy-Daisy Day, which is described as waking up gloriously, gratefully, and gleefully. So don't get up on the wrong side of the bed on the 8th. You got to get up and go, ah, yay! Fudge! Just to make sure there are no cobras around your bed.
See, I was thinking, you know, when you give someone a lift, when you push them out, you go, oopsie-daisy. No?
What do you mean, like a boost where they have to get something off the top shelf?
There you go. If you give them a boost over a fence or...
Over a fence. all right. Okay. I don't want to get into details as why you would be boosting someone over a fence.
I mean, where else are you giving people boosts?
I don't know. What if they can't reach something on the top shelf?
Well, then you taller person gets it.
Well, that's not me.
That'd be weird to give
them a boost. I'm 5'8". I need the boost half the time. Ups a daisy. You got to be happy on Wednesday morning when you wake up. Hey, you know why you'll be happy Wednesday morning when you wake up? Because the night before, you will have been at my screening of Raiders of the Lost Ark. You see how I did that, Dan? I'm not playing around.
I think that's Dumont calling.
On the hotline. Did Nick just do that segue? Because that was brilliant. By the way, I am screening Raiders of the Lost Ark Tuesday night, the 7th of June, and it's on the big screen. It's incredibly, it's the 35th anniversary of the movie. I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. The movie's 35 years old. So we'll be showing it on the big screen. It's digitally remastered. If you've never seen Raiders of the Lost Ark on the big screen, this is a must. It's a must. It's only $10 to get in. Parking is free. We'll meet at 7 o'clock, second floor of the Movieco Theater in Rosemount, where we have the screenings every month. Bogart's is a great restaurant, really cool menu, lots of good food. You can have cocktails. We'll eat. I'll introduce the movie at 8. You can have cocktails during the movie. You can eat during the movie. And it is the classic Steven Spielberg Great, great adventure film, Raiders of the Lost Ark, monumental movie. And to see it on the big screen is going to be fun. And then I'll talk about it afterwards, and we'll have some fun. So come on out. It's Tuesday night. Get your seats right now at carmike.com, C-A-R-M-I-K-E. Carmike, C-A-R-M-I-K-E, carmike.com. Get to the location, the Rosemont location, find the seating chart, plang, plung, pick out the seats that you want. No seats. We'll be waiting for you Tuesday night, June 7th, for our screening of Raiders of the Lost Ark on the big screen, celebrating the 35th anniversary of Raiders. Please come out. We've got a lot of tickets sold for this one. I mean, it's Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's like, you know, one of the most popular movies ever made, one of the most beloved films of all time. So we're going to have a really big turnout, and I would love it if you guys could come out because, you know, if you're young, if you're like not 30, if you're, you know, under 35, you've probably never seen it on the big screen. So I would suggest you do it because it's pretty great to see on the big screen. So that's Tuesday. And then you'll have Upsidaisy Day the next day. You'll get up and go, I saw Raiders last night. I'm happy. June 12th, which, by the way, speaking of Raiders, June 12th is the actual 35th anniversary of the release of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Raiders of the Lost Ark was released June 12th, 1981. So that is the actual, June 12th is the actual anniversary of Raiders. It is also National Jerky Day. Hey, Esmeralda, you got it? You got one of them food dehydrators that we'll be asking you about a little bit later on?
I don't, but I saw something about wanting. I've wanted to get one since Ron Popeil.
Oh yeah,
has been selling that dehydrator on TV.
That's what I was going to ask. Then maybe on June 12th,
I actually buy.
You could make jerky for the show.
Make some fruit roll-ups.
But wait, I don't care about fruit roll-ups because it's National Jerky Day.
And jerky. A little fruit, a little jerky.
A little fruit jerky?
Oh, there you go, fruit jerky.
Make fruit jerky. National Jerky Day is June 12th. Well, June 12th is actually a Sunday, so we won't be on.
Well, I don't have a dehydrator, so.
Oh, okay. June 18th, this isn't too annoying. June 18th, everybody needs to celebrate World Juggling Day.
No thanks.
Do you know how to juggle?
No clue.
Yeah, I don't know how to juggle either. I could do two yo-yos at the same time and flip those around, but there's a string attached to that, so it's always going to come back to my hand. Throw a couple of balls in the air, they're going to fly all over the room. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Dan, you ever juggle?
I could when I was younger.
Yeah?
Not, like, very good. But
like chainsaws and stuff?
Yes, chainsaws and
did
machetes.
You juggle and then
and machetes?
Sack?
I did.
Well, wait a minute.
Hands and feet were busy.
Now, hold on a second. Weren't you in, like, the world record line of hacky sack?
Correct.
Do you know this story?
Yeah, no, yeah, I remember
no, we
that.
Discovered we're all Guinness.
That's
until,
right.
Until Vic showed up, this entire crew was world Guinness book record holders.
Yeah, that's right. Vic doesn't hold a record.
As far as we know.
As far as he might.
He holds the record for not having records.
He holds the record for not getting Esmeralda's what she would buy. No, but everybody has a world record. Esmeralda and I have the same world record. We participated in the same world record.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan has a pretty interesting one. It's the longest hacky sack line.
It was the largest hacky sack circle.
Largest hacky sack circle around St. Patrick's High School.
Correct. We all 1,100 students hit a hacky sack once. We did not have to keep it going. But you just tapped it with your foot, and then the next guy did it, and then so on and so forth. So, and I brought this up to my friends, and my friend Bill, like, because I couldn't find it in the book, and he found it. So,
oh, it's in there.
It still stands. Okay. Not like the physical book, the online.
Oh, the online book. Okay. I'm surprised it's not the first story on the Guinness World Book of Records. Forget the guy who's 12 feet tall. It should be the hacky sack line circle. All right. What is it? June 19th is World Sauntering Day. What do you just walk around like a jerk? Is that
you just saunter?
It says a day for slowing down and appreciating the world around you. So what is it? I mean, everybody walks around and goes, "Yeah, man. What are you Matthew McConaughey for that day? That whole day? Say, man." you got a giant. June 21 is Go Skateboarding Day. Hmm. Can you imagine how many middle-aged people will break their necks that day? I'm just going to go skateboarding. You ever go skateboarding? Were you ever a skateboarder, Esmeralda?
No, my brother had one. I don't think he ever really skateboarded, but I remember trying to get on it, and it just kind of fell out from under me. And yeah. I was like, I'm out. I'm done.
No, I had a friend when I was a kid. I had a friend who had one, and I was like, let me try it. And the thing just flew out from underneath me, and I busted my ass, and I was like, okay, yeah, that's it. I'm done. I did roller skate like a badass though when I was a kid. I was a badass roller skater. I used to go roller skating every Wednesday. I can't remember. It was Tuesday or Wednesday in the gymnasium at St. Andrews on Addison. St. Andrews Gym on Addison and Palina. We would go skating. Then I would go skating at places like the Axle and the Hub. Because, you know, this was the 70s, man. You know, in the 70s, like, roller skating, you know, was a thing. And it was like the boot roller skates with the four wheels and the big rubber stopper in the front.
Yeah, I own a pair.
Yeah. Yeah, I was one of those guys who'd be like, you know, skating backwards and doing all that stuff.
Did you wear short shorts?
I don't remember if I wore short shorts. No, it wasn't like I was 18 or 19 trying to pick up chicks with short shorts. Well, Get Down Boogie Oogie Oogie is playing. But yeah, you know what song they played like every week when I went, and it got the biggest response, like everybody would be very excited and start clapping, was Car Wash.
Because that's a jam.
Because you can clap to it. As you skate, you can go, you know.
And then you do a car wash.
Right.
People line up, and yeah.
They used to do, why am I blanking on the name of the, Limbo. They used to do Limbo with roller skating.
Do you know how to shoot the duck?
What? Remind me?
You stick out one leg.
Oh, yeah.
Straight out.
Yeah.
And you bounce.
I didn't know that was called shoot the duck.
I thought I remember. Yeah, in high school, junior high, they would bring us roller skates to skate in the gym.
They would bring you roller skates?
Yeah. And it was roller skating week. It was the best.
That's cool, man.
It was the greatest. And we would play games.
Now, was it shoot the duck because you would grab your outstretched leg like a gun?
Maybe. Yeah, because you were down low.
Like you're aiming? Mm-hmm. Like you're aiming through your outstretched...
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I remember it was called shoot the duck. I could never do it. Because you have to crouch down the whole way.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Believe it or not, I used to actually be athletic. I used to be in shape. You can't tell now because I'm a 50-year-old fat bastard. But at one point, I was in shape. Okay. June 22nd is Baby Boomers Recognition Day.
It's a day for you.
I'm not a baby boomer.
No, I don't know. You're Gen X.
I'm Gen X. Right. But I'm like on the edge of Gen X.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like...
Then don't get so angry about
it. No, but baby boomers are like... They're retiring this year. Lots of baby boomers are retiring this year. So... I'm on the edge. I think, what is the, Dan, find out what the, because I'm like between baby boomer and I'm right on the edge of, like, I'm like the first, I think I'm the first year of Gen X.
Okay. Then see, okay, I'm just going to, side note.
Yeah.
How you.
According to this, between the years 46 and 64.
Yeah, see? And I was born in 65. So, yes, I'm the first year of Gen X. So I shouldn't have started screaming at you then when you said baby boomer.
Because when people are like, millennials, like you guys. And I'm like, I'm not a millennial, but apparently I'm on the, you know.
You're Y.
I'm on the edge of it.
You're Generation Y.
No, it's like 80 is a millennial.
80?
Yeah, that's what someone told me. But still, I'm like, I'm not a millennial. Like, I get really angry about it.
80's not millennial because if you were 80, you're like 35 years old, 36 years old.
I know.
That's not millennial.
That's why I always say, I'm like, that makes
millennials
sense.
Are in their 20s, man. Millennials were born like in the if the 80s, late 80s, 89, 90, right around that time, maybe that's the that to me is the beginning of millennial. Yep.
According to the Pew Research Center, 1982 and 93.
See?
Are millennials?
Are millennials.
What is that about? I say no, but whatever.
Well, where's Y? Where's Generation Y?
I don't think that's a thing.
That was a thing.
I think they tried to make it a thing.
They tried it, and it didn't work?
According to Wikipedia, millennial overtook Generation Y.
Those damn millennials.
So millennial now just is... That's... How many years... What are the years again for millennial?
82 to 93.
No, that's just wrong. That's wrong. So what are 93 to now? Is there a name for them?
Babies.
Jerks.
Actually, there's like a lot of money being invested in trying to figure out what it's called so people can capitalize on it.
I bet. No,
I read about it in Time Magazine. Like they're trying to find that name, and then the companies can be like, you're generation blank and buy this.
Yeah. Oh,
we gotta do a little mind incubator then.
Yeah.
We'll split the money three ways.
All right. We have to break. I'm not a baby boomer. I was adamant about that. All right. We have to take a break. We'll come back more holidays in June. And then Dmitry Samarov will join me after 3 a.m. And he'll tell us what his latest stuff is. All right. Let's take a break. Triple Play Thursday, yeah. Dave in Milwaukee picking Peter, Paul, and Mary if I had a hammer. It's Nick DiGilio here on WGN, and we're talking about holidays in June, unusual ones that you can celebrate here. Since it's the beginning of June, we wanted to give you some options for the month. Coming up after 3 o'clock, Dmitry Samarov is going to join me, the artist, former cab driver, terrific writer. He now reviews books for the Chicago Tribune, writes columns for The Reader, and does more stuff. We'll talk to him. Always fun to catch up with him. And then after 4, we will participate in yet another edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That? That's coming up. So let's get back to some of these holidays. June 13th, you can celebrate Let It Go Day. It's technically not related to Frozen, but thematically relevant. This is a day for letting go of baggage and hang-ups. It's a good opportunity to get that song stuck in your head for the next 6 months. You know, I got to say, there are times when I just feel really sorry for parents of young children. I don't mean babies like you have your old baby. I'm talking about kids who repeatedly watch Frozen 53 times a day. I can't imagine being a parent going, I don't want to watch that damn thing again. June 23rd is Runner's Selfie Day. Good. I hope they all fall on their ass while they're running, too, and bust their head open. Runner's Selfie Day. June 24th, Take Your Dog to Work Day. That can't be legal.
Yeah, I know some businesses.
They say that you just bring the dog in so it can crap all over the place?
I mean, they're dogs. If they're trained properly, they'll tell you that they want to go outside.
But what if these dogs, like you get, let's say there's 20 people in an office, and everybody's like, hey, bring your dog in, and then there's like a massive dog fight.
I mean, bring in dogs that you know are going to fight with other dogs.
You don't know that, though.
No, they know because they're walking their dogs around all the time, and when they see other dogs...
They hate them.
Right. Like, a dog doesn't go, oh, no, I don't like him. But this guy over here, like, they don't like all dogs. If a dog doesn't like dogs, they don't like all dogs.
Okay. All right. I just think it would be mayhem. Take your dog to work day.
You're thinking they're just letting in a rabid pack of animals.
They just throw in a bunch of wild dogs. They all run around and kill people.
That's how you fire people in some.
That's right. You unleash the hounds like Mr. Burns. Unleash the hounds. You know. That's what I picture. National Dog Take Your Dog Day to work. That's June 27th is Decide to Be Married Day. What the hell is that?
No, thank you.
No. I made that decision twice. I don't care for June 27th. And then June 30th is National Handshake Day. Does it mean you just, what do you, make up handshakes and stuff? Like, let's have an exclusive handshake. You know, the bros would love that. If you're a bro. Because that's, the bros love to handshake, man. They do the little chest bump. Pull each other in. They do the handshake, pull each other in and bump the chests. And then the one little smack on the back with the other hand.
Right, and then you do a bump, and then you explode.
Yeah, you do the, yeah.
Right.
That's good, man. Yeah, you know, you've been to a Dave Matthews show. You know.
I have, brah. You know. I have.
Yeah, brah. Oh, man. All right. Well, those are some holidays that you can, and remember, today is the day you yell fudge to keep the cobras away. I still don't understand that at all. You know. By the way, I watched the Sven Gulli a couple of weeks ago. He showed a movie called S.
Should have done it this week.
Have you? I know.
Thing about the cobras.
Have you ever seen S?
I have not.
It's spelled S with eight S's.
Okay.
It stars Struther Martin. See what I did there? As a mad scientist who loves snakes and tries to turn his college intern into a snake by injecting him with snake juice. And Dirk Benedict plays the guy who turns into a snake. It is a terrible movie. I saw it in the theater 43 times when I was a kid. And I watched it on Sven Gulli a couple of weeks ago, and it is as bad as it was when I was a kid. So, all right. All right, enjoy those June holidays. Let's take a quick break. We got the news coming up. Dimitri will be in live in studio after the news.